you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 6, 2019. And Marianne, I'll start with the introduction right away.
Okay.
Instead of talking all about the person and all the stories about the person. In fact, there's a lot that can be said.
Oh.
But with us on this Wednesday, which is our Prime Life Times in Review, is our latest and newest content contributor, the very famous, renowned... great friend, Roger Weisgarver.
Yay.
Is it Roger? It should be like Roger Weisgarver the Third or something. That doesn't that seem like that would fit?
I guess.
Weisgarver the Third.
It's Roger L. Weisgarver.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the L for?
Lee.
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 Grandfather, somebody in the family?
Somebody
grandfather.
Like the, oh.
Grandfather.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Roger, you wrote a story. It's titled, What is Beulah Land? And so we're excited to have you share this story with our Great News Radio listeners, mm-hmm. along with some of your faith journey. Now, those of you that have tuned in for about 10 or so years may have heard Roger. This will be the third time he's been on. One time way back, about 9 or 10 years ago in the home studio, and then you were saying, and I couldn't remember this, but I guess I called you up when you were in the midst of rehab, or were you still at Carl Hospital?
Great, Scott. You called someone up in rehab?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when was that call? Do you remember?
It was rehab phase one at Carl.
Okay, rehab.
I was doing that for about 13 weeks.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And some of you may know Roger's voice because of those interviews, or I think you've done a couple other things with me. It seems like we recorded you announcing a thing or two in the past, but you have a good radio voice. In
mm-hmm.
fact, Roger was hired a little over 10 years ago to be a part of the radio ministry until that fateful morning. I guess it was about January 1st of 2010, so about 9 years ago, coming on 10 years, when suddenly you didn't know what was going on. You woke up. So walk us through a little of that and give us all an update on your current health. You still sing with the Singing Men of GNN.
Yeah, I was retired from the phone company and was Wisconsin, and that was in 2008. And 2009, I knew that you were starting a new process that I thought I could help out with.
Mm-hmm. And I think you were volunteering initially. Did you listen to us when you were still living in Wisconsin? Because you were aware of either our streaming audio or some of the progress we were making. Was it your trips to Monticello when you were tuning in? Because I think you called up one time and said, hey, do you need some help? Can I assist in various ways?
Oh, those is music to your ears.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, I still had the cassette tape of Easter 1996.
Oh. Okay, our first historic broadcast.
Yes, uh-huh. And the first song, of course, and that'll be featured in next month's Prime Life Times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I won't give that away.
Some people can guess now.
But anyway, back to January of 2010. I had plans for January the 1st, as lots of people do. And that didn't pan out because that morning I got out of bed and just wasn't stable, have strength. And he said to my wife, Brenda, we got a problem.
Mm.
And off to Carl we went, and they did what diagnosis they could right away, and actually had to put me in a coma to arrest the symptoms that were they could see were progressing. And that first 4 or 5 week period was touch and go, from what I understand.
Mm.
And just recently came across the diary that Brenda kept during those days, and that's tough to read.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
How thankful I am that God has restored what strength I do have, and and I can still serve him and praise his name.
Praise God.
Well, I know the Singing Men, obviously you were singing with us at the time, and a lot of prayers were going up. And do you have a name for your automated wheelchair that you have?
No name.
Just wheelchair, automated.
Yeah.
Automated, that's the word.
It's my wheels.
And then the fact that you are driving, which that was a real answer to prayer as you,
that was huge.
You know, continued through therapy, and we all wondered, would you ever be able to stand or walk and such, but you're able to get around, and you have your wheelchair, and you drive. You drove here this morning by yourself,
yeah.
And so that's kind of amazing with minor adaptations. I think just something on your steering wheel to help you have better grip.
Yeah, I have the ramp to get into the side, and then I have the transfer seat where the driver's seat is, and it's a normal seat except it'll come back and do some swiveling up and down, so it'll get me under the steering wheel, yeah. essentially, and away I go.
And it gets you to Singing Men rehearsals. And,
I tell you, ever since I met you, Roger, I so admire your attitude.
He'll probably be embarrassed by this, but this is true. For many of the Singing Men, for certainly me and I know others, he's kind of like the Johnny Erickson Tata that we don't know, we just know of through the radio broadcast. But Roger's an example of, in the midst of going through all the suffering and pain and heartache and the loss of his first wife, Brenda, and all these different challenges that he's had to overcome, that he has a joyful heart, that he continues to ask, how can I help you? And the different ways he serves with the Singing Men. You're, I guess, officially our acting chaplain.
Oh, are you?
So usually he opens up the evening with prayer and gets prayer requests and records them and then follows up with an email to all the guys. This is what was prayed for. These are the things to be aware of this week. He does up some of the posters of Singing Men concerts and other activities where he puts graphics and stuff together for us, and yet has throughout this whole ordeal, and some would call it way beyond an ordeal, a time of suffering, a time of potential darkness for many, a time where he really shined Christ's light and provided hope.
It's true.
It's been amazing throughout all.
You do have so much light around you, Roger.
Well, it's the light of the Lord, I'll tell you, and his Holy Spirit within me. But I do need to add one more piece to this little journey. It was February of 2013. That I lost my dear wife of 36 years, Brenda, and it was just very sudden one morning, and it was a heart failure. So there's Roger alone, and had some good caregivers looking in on me at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, and they were building a new assistive home there in Monticello right next to the hospital. It wasn't completed yet, though. It wasn't even approved by the state, so they finished that up, and I was approved to be the third resident there, and that really was helpful. And I love being on Facebook. I don't like wasting time on TV too much. And connected with a dear past friend from Bloomington.
Oh, he's going to talk about his beautiful wife.
You got it.
She's pretty.
I remember those early stages.
Roger.
Talking back and forth, and Roger really feeling like God had raised up a helpmeet, and more than that, I mean, a friend.
Well, we had sung a choir together for 10 years, and so we were well acquainted, and in fact, I used to call the office to see what sermon title put on the cassette tape.
You do that pretty often, huh?
Yeah, I did. And get Audrey, then I called the office, and sometimes just to do that. And so, yeah, we knew each other very well, and we connected. She was in a place that she needed to connect as well, and what a godsend she's been and being at home and putting up with me, because how can you describe everything a caregiver has to do, you know? You can't until you live together, and she's really been a real blessing, so I'm very thankful for Audrey.
Well, I have first-hand knowledge. I'm raising my hand right now.
Yeah, you are.
A
Nobody
good cook. Man, the meal we had over there, everything,
all
every
right.
taste and all the combinations. And,
she's got a, you guys have a new grandson, I think.
That's right.
Down in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I saw that picture on Facebook, and she looked like she's just like glowing over that baby.
She is. I said, gosh, you've been smiling a lot. You know, we were waiting for the phone call saying, well, I'm not sure if I'll be able to do that because we might get a call from St. Louis. And her daughter had a beautiful, beautiful grandson. And welcome to the world, Clem.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, Marianne, was it your idea? How did we start carrying this whole new concept of featuring different songs in the Prime Lifetimes and finding Roger to be our content contributor?
Well, I had wanted a column about music And then Roger submitted an article about music. So that was God orchestrated.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because we had talked about it, because you're going to see if Stephen McClary could maybe come up with something. And
he just didn't have the time.
No.
He wanted to. He thought it was a great idea.
Okay.
And so Roger submitted this first one, and now he's...
And it was so good that we've already said, okay, get one for December.
Oh, and I answered his email with your monthly column, which I don't think he knew about yet.
And it's called Musically Speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not original.
But it's a great title. I love it.
The church that I was leading songs in 1974, 74, 75, had a weekly newsletter. And it had a Musically Speaking column.
I looked it up online. A lot of people use that title.
That's great.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, yes, and this was a good one. What is Beulah Land? So I think we should have Roger read it.
Let's consider for a moment what various songs are saying and some of the background, that is, why they were written. As when we're listening or reading, so it is when we're singing. To sing effectively and passionately, it helps us to know what we are singing or what the other person is communicating.
That's kind of like a lesson, I'm going to jump in here, from the Singing Men of GNN, where Stephen McClary or our former director, Dr. Barrington Coleman, he says, get the song into your heart, you know, get to understand it. And then Steve many times will say, you know, this word, what are we thinking of when we talk about Father God or whatever the topic is or the lyrics? He'll try to really get it to be a part of what our thinking is, so when we sing it, it's real, it's
really
evident,
good.
It's personal.
When I encounter a word or a phrase I've not heard before, if I pause to admit it, I'm usually at a loss for words to explain what it means. One such term is Beulah Land. The biblical reference to Beulah Land symbolizes Israel. Once a desolate and barren land, the Lord commanded Israel's future prosperity by calling it Beulah. The word Beulah means to be married. In the Bible, it is found only in Isaiah 62, verse 4, where it speaks of the union between the Israelites and their land Israel. In a place forsaken and void of life, the Lord delighted in the marriage of the people to the land, with a promised future in sight for the people of Beulah Land. Both land and people again became fertile. The Lord's blessing fully restored Israel, both land and people. And that's why the Lord called the land Beulah Land. This verse does not say that the country Israel will ever be officially called Beulah Land, but rather that it will once again be attended to by the Lord, as a husband would attend to his beloved bride. The point is in the term's meaning. Rather than to be considered forsaken by the Lord, God's people will also be restored to be close, loving relationship with Him, and all they need will be provided. Bunyan's book, Pilgrim's Progress, gives the following definition of the term Land of Beulah. The peaceful land in which the pilgrim awaits the call to the celestial city. Two popular songs have picked up on the term Beulah Land. The first, Beulah Land, was written back in 1875 by Edgar Page Stiles, who lived from 1836 to 1921.
Do you think Rob Seidenberg has an original edition of that when he was...
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. We had meetings here yesterday, so we can pick on Rob today. Okay, go ahead.
It is still in many older hymn books. A second song is Sweet Beulah Land, written in 1973 by Squire Parsons. He was born in 1948 and continues to sing today.
And Lord willing, we'll close out the program with a portion of that song sung by Squire Parsons.
One of my favorites.
This song has been sung by Southern Gospel vocalist Ivan Parker, as well as by the local men's choir, the Singing Men of GNN.
Yay!
Yay! And we've sang three or four different times with Ivan Parker.
Yeah, he's our buddy.
Yep.
Of course, listening to the composition and lyrics of a musical selection is paramount, but learning the background of both a composer and the title he or she gave the song in both secular and spiritual selections can increase our understanding of what that musician hoped to convey to us.
Hmm. Very good.
Roger Weisgarber lives in Monticello, Illinois, and has been interested in the musical and historical fields for 45 years. Roger can be reached at roger_weisgarber@msn.com. That's roger_weisgarber@msn.com. And there's a picture of you in a tuxedo. I wonder where you got that tuxedo.
Yes.
Singing men. Now, you guys were in Arthur not long ago, too, weren't you?
Yeah. That was, a week and a half? It being Wednesday? Yeah, well, I guess you'd say a week and a half ago.
I heard a lot of talk about it. I didn't hear much about it.
It was a good bunch. It was our Penn Station debut.
Oh, Penn Station.
Yeah, down in Arthur.
Is that down in Arthur, Penn Station?
Yeah, beautiful facility right there next to the railroad tracks.
Yeah, nice. Right next to that. And then the police station is right next door, shares the same parking lot in kind of downtown Arthur. Yeah.
But there we were with 200 people in the house. It was a fabulous time.
Yeah, it was a great venue. And speaking of concerts, we'll have two more next month, two in December, two Christmas concerts, December 14th at the Village Mall in Danville. That's a Saturday concert at noon. And then the next week, Saturday, December 21st at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And that'll be, I think, our 22nd year in a row that we've sung there in the food court. So excited about that. That's also a noon concert. Do you have a solo in one of those songs? I know we are working really hard on Monday night, the different songs and selections.
Not for the Christmas set.
Okay, not the Christmas. And Arthur, you had your little solo day.
Yeah.
Well, a song named Beulah Land.
Yeah, that's right. Imagine that.
And Days of Elijah, I'm kind of filling in on that one.
Oh, yeah. Opening. Yeah. I mimic Roger many times in the back. The baritones all know this. When Roger does his opening, there's one point in the song where...
The final phrase.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, the O part.
Yeah,
And then the Days of Elijah. Oh.
Yeah. So, which makes me think of, if you want to join the Singing Men of GNN, we just have 6 to 7 rehearsals. That would be the commitment. And these two Christmas concerts, there's still time to join us. We meet on Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. So if you can, short-term commitment, less than 2 months, 6 to 7 rehearsals this month. Monday night, and then the next 6 or 7, and then we'll have these two concerts in December. It'd be a great time to join us. So if you need more information, you can call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Another funny thing about Roger's arrival here is, at one point, Marianne said, is this like a job interview? What's going on? Because I have some things to share with Roger about future involvement with this radio ministry. So we got Roger praying that all up. Well, Roger, you knew, because of being a part of the Singing Men of GNN, the Cookie Lady. And I'd be remiss to not mention that Marge's homegoing was actually at 3 a.m. on, I guess you would say, Tuesday morning. So that was yesterday in the middle of the night. But, we'll miss her. There'll be a visitation this Friday night at 6 p.m. at the Nazarene Church in Ogden. Okay. And then her Celebration of Life homegoing service will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Nazarene Church in Ogden.
Mm-hmm. You know, I interviewed Marge for an article for the Prime Life Times.
Look at.
Yeah, you've got it out there. I didn't even realize that.
April 2017.
And that was even before we had it. Yeah. And I was just blown away. So impressed. Yeah. So impressed with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marge is like a current day Aunt B, from the beloved Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
Aunt B was just a wise woman, a hardworking woman, a very caring, sensitive, loving woman, but very determined.
Oh, yeah. And very full of life. And I titled that article, A Heart of Compassion, and that is just how I think of her.
She was so blessed by the Singing Men that she wanted to share his blessing back with us.
Yeah.
And as health would fail, she would still go the extra mile in her wheelchair, making dozens of cookies for the singing men.
I love that, Roger.
And Herb would bring those.
Yeah, he'd bring them in a couple different baskets.
Yeah.
They would all be individually wrapped in little baggies, so each man would get like two different cookies or whatever, and they would hand them out.
I saw them the next day. I took some home myself.
Yeah.
They were just delicious.
So she was branded the cookie lady.
Yeah, so we call her the cookie lady. And again, her visitation will be Friday night, 6 p.m., and then the special homegoing celebration of life service will be this Saturday, both at the Nazarene Church in Ogden. And so our hearts go out to Brother Herb, Herb the radio servant. You've heard about him for many years, and obviously the whole family. They had a number of children and grandchildren, and I think great-grandchildren. So Marge, the cookie lady, Ketchum, is now in the glorious arms of the Lord, enjoying her eternal reward with him, no longer suffering. And
Very safe.
Yeah, we appreciate Marge so very much. Well, at this point, Marge is enjoying the sweet Beulah land in the Lord's
presence.
And
absolutely.
Thank you, Roger, for writing this article. And I think as we sing it in the future, we'll have fond memories of Marge, the cookie lady, of Herb, and
that
maybe even with this homegoing service on Saturday, I think the singing men will be singing a couple selections in her honor. So we'll close out by dedicating this song by Squire Parsons titled Sweet Beulah Land as we think of Marge, the cookie lady, knowing that she finished the race well, is enjoying the very presence of God now, and would desire that all would come to know the love of Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Roger Weisgarver with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
No sad goodbyes. Will there be something?